Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEG Profile and TE Cafe. Limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
Make room for the new year, starting in the garage. At the Home Depot Store More, Save More event, get an HDX four-tier shelving unit, a $30 value, now a special buy of just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds, and it assembles with no tools, making quick work of a messy garage with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th, in-store and online while supplies last.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 through 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
It's that time of year when the brave stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
At David's Bridal, you'll find dream dresses that match your style, size, and budget. Right now, select wedding dresses originally $300 to $600 are just $99. And select designer wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600 are just $499. Plus, take $20 off bridesmaid dresses. Nothing should come between you and the wedding of your dreams. This amazing sale ends January 17th. So make your appointment at David's Bridal today.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Count the Score's new lineup starting Tuesday. Mully and Hanley mornings live at 5. Max Spiegel and Chicago guy Danny Parkins middays 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes nights 6 to 10. 25 years in counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
Just after 5 o'clock and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Iowa this Sunday night at 6:30. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Let's start with some pro basketball. And the Indiana Pacers certainly won't fondly remember their trip over to London for today's game as they were blown out by Denver 140-112. And Commissioner Adam Silver said a lot more games will take place in Europe in the near future. And the commissioner also said today he will look to shorten end-of-game scenarios with all the timeouts, saying it's just plain too long. As for the Bulls, they're in New York tonight to take on the Knicks, minus Jimmy Butler and Nico Mirotic, both back here in Chicago, home under the weather. And recently, Taj Gibson gave us his state of the team update.
We're fighting. We're in the hunt. We're in the hunt. I'll take it. We're in the hunt. Everybody in the East is still a little jungled up, but we're in the hunt. We're still fighting. And so far, we've been pretty good in 2017. You know what I'm saying? So I'll ride with that. But you won't hear anything negative out of me. Always positive. And we got a lot of things to work on, but always moving forward, learning from it.
And in baseball, the Cubs will be at the White House on Monday. We'll carry the festivities at noon that day. And the Cubs convention is coming up this weekend. And Cubs convention broadcast on 670 The Score. They're brought to you by Spot Hero. Reserve your convention parking with the Spot Hero app. This scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Barry Rosner, Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
It's 5:04 on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. So the Bulls are playing tonight, and they have no players, right? And boy, Denzel Valentine.
It's the Knicks, so does it even matter?
Did you see how they lost that game last night, the Knicks?
Yeah, the
air ball. Did you watch that? The Porzingis air ball.
Yeah, and then Derek bats the rebound, misses it, and kicks it right out to them, and they go the other way, and Derek doesn't even go back. Just kind of stands there and watches them go the other way.
And the guy that hit the game-winning shot, what is it? Is it McCallum?
That's
the point guard. That's
a Scotch.
No, not McCallum. No, because I saw it.
Yeah,
happen.
Why are they booing him in Philadelphia? Who is he, and why are they booing him all the time in Philadelphia?
T.J. McConnell. That's his name. McConnell.
Same thing.
And I had a flashback because I saw it. Wait a second. Where have I seen this before? Because I watched him celebrating, you know, pumping his fists and everything. And then I remembered it was a summer league game. It's when my kid and I were staying over at Lake Lawn Lodge. We had a fishing day in Lake Geneva, so we went to bed early. So the last thing we watched was an NBA summer league game between the Lakers and the Sixers. And the same thing happened. D'Angelo Russell came down, drained a shot to tie the game, and then it was the first time I'd ever seen T.J. McConnell. T.J. McConnell takes it all the way down the floor and lays it in, and the place is going crazy. It's just the L.A. Summer League, but it was a really good game with a lot of made shots and made shots and made shots and great plays, and then there he's doing it again in an actual NBA game, and that very same Knicks team will be taking on the beat-up Bulls.
They are a disaster. Oh, they are Carmelo he can't shoot anymore. He's getting kicked out of games on purpose. No one says a word to him about it. He doesn't want to play. Derek's doing whatever he does, and it's just... I talked to somebody from New York yesterday, and this whole Derek revival thing, like he's having some great year, he's not. He's not. He's not playing well.
No.
So that narrative really isn't flying.
You can't spin it that he's playing well. Come on. No, he's just in a different place doing the same things that he does. And every once in a while, he explodes and people go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had one terrific move with about 20 seconds left last night. Just a great drive to the bucket where he looked like vintage Derek.
Right. A couple times a game, he'll do that. But that's all that he'll do. And I mentioned Denzel Valentine. There's something up with this dude. I think it's one thing to be confident. It's another thing to not understand that you shouldn't be trash-talking an opponent that was destroying you. I mean, the stuff he did with John Wall, and then he...
That was not a good idea.
No, and then he thinks it's okay. And this is what he told Sam Smith. I play with passion. You turn on ESPN every morning. Russell Westbrook is out there dancing. Steph Curry is out there dancing.
Okay, wait a minute. Russell Westbrook and Steph Curry. You're putting yourself in the same sentence?
Yep. Yep, he is. This is Denzel Valentine. Russell Westbrook out there dancing. Steph Curry out there dancing. I'm just having fun. I play with a passion. If that's what it takes to wake up a monster, I'm glad I could be his motivation. He kicked your ass!
You're glad you could be his motivation?
You're glad you could be his motivation?
You play to win the game.
And then he said, why wasn't he playing like that the whole night? I don't really think he understands quite what happened. He said, at the end of the day, we're out there competing. He's not a monster. He's a human. So why weren't you out there competing the whole game? I play how I play. I'm not going to stop how I play. I don't think I was disrespectful at any time. I didn't disrespect him. I was just playing with passion, having fun. But if that will come up, I'm glad I can be his motivation. You motivated him to beat you. What was he, like a plus 25 or something in that game?
He's happy to do it, though, apparently.
Does he not understand? You're a rookie. He's yeah. lucky. He's seriously, he is lucky that somebody, the NBA that you grew up with and the NBA that I covered, somebody would have walked out and punched him in the balls. And it wouldn't have been just motivation. If a rookie doing that to veterans, and he's glad about it. This is just, what is it with the Bulls and people who just say dumb crap? This is dumb. This is really, really dumb. I play how I play. I see Steph Curry dancing. I see Russell Westbrook dancing. I do too. Well, I see two guys who are really, really good at basketball.
And they're good dancers, by the way. Did you, I don't know if you heard, but when Schuster had John Paxson on for his annual Christmas address, he said that the Bulls had gotten younger.
Yeah?
Yeah. Were you aware of that? You aware that they got younger?
No.
Okay. Just checking with you. Did you watch any of Washington and Boston last night? They had like their fourth fight in the last year.
Well, what did Jay Crowder
stuck his finger in John Wall's nose?
He didn't pick his nose. He just kind of.
It's not a pick. No pick.
Kind of honked his. Just kind of went, doop.
Cops outside the locker room after the game. They play again. I don't know, in a week or two.
Yeah, I just retweeted the Sam Smith piece because I can't believe some of these comments. Valentine continues to expand his role, but this is, you're really saying some of this stuff? Russell Westbrook's out there dancing. Steph Curry's out there dancing. You're not Russell Westbrook. You're not Steph Curry. And you don't realize that you're happy that you motivated John Wall to kick your ass.
I don't really understand that.
I don't really
get it.
What's in the water there?
I don't know. It's the Bulls. Can't you just get used to saying that? It's the Bulls.
It's every day.
It's like saying it's the NHL. Just allow it.
The 224 says, what's with the Bulls drafting kids that are all talk? Bobby Portis is like that, and now Valentine. And 708 says, the dude is motivated. Lay the hell off him. No, he's motivated.
No, he's a motivator. He motivates others.
He's proud of making the other team better. Come on.
So your guy, PJ Fleck, your guy?
Yeah.
Why is it my guy? Because he wants to keep rowing the boat in Minnesota.
Explain to people what that means.
That's his phrase, row the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain to you where that came from in a moment. Sort of explain. So he told ESPN that he's working with Western Michigan to bring the trademark phrase with him to the Gophers. I didn't realize this was trademarked, but it is apparently owned by the...
After the NHL tried to trademark it. By the way, we've got this new thing called Row the Boat. We've already printed the t-shirts. Oh, damn it! It happened again.
It's actually going to be the name of our team in Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas Row the Boat. Oh, wait, we can't get the name. Darn it! That always happens to us.
So, I didn't know this. This is a quote from PJ Fleck. It comes from a very personal tragedy in my life. That's where Row the Boat came from. So I really hope they do that. I hope they're willing to allow me to take that, but we'll see. We'll move forward with that.
Tragedy in your life, and you're using it as cheap football motivation?
He told the network the phrase came about after he and his wife lost their second son to a heart condition.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know which wife this was, by the way. I don't know.
Wait. Wait a second. Seriously?
That's what he said.
You would take something with the death of a child and turn it into a football catchphrase?
Well, he's all about family, Dan.
Of course. Why don't you just go with Wint? Oski.
The Western Michigan Board of Trustees currently owns the trademark, and they have stayed mum on turning it over to their coach so far. Well, he's stealing all the players, too. He's taking all the recruits with him. I don't know how happy they are right now, especially since he had already told them he wasn't going anywhere. till Minnesota offered him $18.5 million when he had no other offers, and he left. So we'll see if he gets to take that with him. But yeah, that's where that came from. I don't even really want to know. I don't really want to know beyond that how that came to be.
The 312 texter says that Fox 29 Philadelphia has just sent Denzel Valentine to wake up Joe Frazier. He's gonna, with his dancing, he's going to motivate Joe Frazier to wake up.
And arrange a fight between the Rocky statue
and
the undead Joe Frazier.
Did you ever think? You ever think we'd get to the point now where Denzel Valentine is excusing his actions by saying, "Hey, I turn on the TV, I see Russell Westbrook and Steph Curry doing it." Yeah, you know why? Because they're both awesome.
That's not even the best part. The best part is he's proud that he energized John Wall. He's proud of that.
In Buffalo Grove, Nate is on WSCR.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Quick shout-out to Dustin Rose, one of my instructors at IMS, also works at 670. But this just in, the Warriors just hired Valentine to be their personal motivator. He's going to be the X factor for them to beat the Cavs this year.
Oh, boy. Okay. Northwest side, here's Maddox Boy. Hi, Maddox Boy.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Exciting news. Congratulations to Jason. That's really awesome. I had a question. I was listening to you talking about Valentine and about the Bulls and earlier with the Bears. Of the three franchises that really haven't had much success lately, the White Sox and the Bears and the Bulls, which of those three franchises do you guys think is closest to winning a playoff series or a playoff game, you know, in the case of a football team? I mean, just given the rosters in hand, given the management.
I mean, the Bulls can win a playoff series. I mean, it's not that big a deal to win. I mean, they probably are unlikely to, but depending on a matchup you can get, I don't know. I don't really think about comparing the teams that way. Why? It sounds like you have your own answer.
Well, I think it's the White Sox. You know, the Bulls winning a playoff series, you're right, they could luck into a series. But this year, I think that, you know, they're going to be going up against a really good team. They're going to be going up against LeBron, probably. You know, they're not much better than a 7 or 8, are they? I mean, you know, as the roster is constituted, the Bears, they seem like a rudderless ship. I don't see any real rhyme or reason to what they're doing. It looks like the White Sox have gone on a course of action.
If you want to say the White Sox are in a better position than they were, it doesn't have to be somehow contextualized relative to other Chicago teams. I just don't think it's necessary to say that you're pleased with the direction the White Sox are going.
Well, I guess the reason I brought it up was, you know, there's been so much churning going on with those three franchises specifically. And again, I don't want to compare them to the Cubs or the Blackhawks because they're in a different category, and they started it a lot earlier, obviously, and are bearing the fruit over the course of the last, you know, 7-8 years in the case of the Blackhawks. But I wonder how much of the fan interest in those teams is dependent upon how people like me, the fan, looks at the direction they're taking that team. Do you see what I'm driving at there?
I just think it's overcomplicated for no real reason. I mean, the White Sox are doing what they're doing because they weren't getting anywhere doing anything else. And in baseball, you can try to do what they're doing. They don't have any fan interest. Any rekindling of interest will come when they get better.
Right, but now compare that to the Bulls with the same ownership. Right, we've been talking about the fact that they need to maybe trade away their.
But again, these are all independent. I just don't know why one has to be compared to the other. We've had all kinds of. We can have independent discussions of what these teams are doing, without trying to say this is like or unlike what another team is doing. And I'm just a little.
It's a pretty good banana.
Oh, you finally tucked into your banana there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a good one. Because I know you kind of started. Couple of calls ago, you just decided you were going to...
Yeah, I think it's time.
It's banana time. It's been declared. Stop. Banana time. Well, enjoy.
We've put those away for the day. Wait, what do you mean? It's past time for that.
You missed out on banana time.
What are you talking about?
People who are tardy do not get fruit cup. See if anybody gets that reference.
There's a beautiful banana.
No, no,
no, no, and no. That one went over everybody's head. He's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. San Diego has lost more than a football team. Look, the truth is that NFL games are too long to ever bring a young kid to. And so while we're supposed to be disappointed that San Diego won't have a football team for the first time in 50 years in the National Football League, we're all just going to watch it on TV as they play in a soccer stadium this year and they share the park with the Rams in 2 years. Meanwhile, there's this assumption that somehow the taxpaying citizens of San Diego won. But the truth is they lost the likely Super Bowl, college football playoff. It was going to be a dome, so that's the Final Four, and maybe an NBA All-Star game. So San Diego lost because they wouldn't pony up and pay. Unlike Boston, who ponied up an $145 million incentive to bring GE from Connecticut to Beantown. This is the way that business is done. And if you don't want to pay for it, somebody else will, and they'll take their circus with them. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas storage. Before you head up the ladder to the attic, head to the Home Depot Store More, Save More event for Sterilite 64-quart latching storage totes, a special buy at just $6.48. You'll save $2. They're clear, so you'll see everything you've packed away come next season. And at this price, you can pack away, well, everything. The Store More, Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply. Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 through 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Most Tuesdays are just Tuesdays, except at Buffalo Wild Wings, where Tuesdays are Wing Tuesdays. But now even Wing Tuesdays aren't just Wing Tuesdays, because Wing Tuesdays are half-price Wing Tuesdays, which means your boring Tuesday that became Wing Tuesday now costs you half as much. In case you're confused, we have half-price Wing Tuesdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe. Limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If you haven't signed up yet for the 2017 Charity Poker Championship to benefit Children's Oncology Services, the One Step Program, you got to do it. Got to do it. Go to onestepcamp.org, or you can check the pinned tweet in my Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein, and you can check in and you can be ready to play for the $10,000 value, that seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. We can't wait for this night. Thursday, February 23rd. It's going to start at 6 p.m. Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior. It's just a $275 entry, which is very low for a WSOP play-in. Spectators for $75 can just show up and eat and drink. If you want to get one of our limited number of high roller satellite seats, you should do that. If you're a serious player and you want to get at one of the tables where just that table winner goes directly to our final table, you should also go to onestepcamp.org and sign up for the high roller satellite entry. This is going to be fun, and we always look forward to an exciting room filled with all kinds of players of different skill levels and our final table with thousands of dollars in prizes, culminating in that grand prize, the seat at the World Series Poker main event. Most importantly, we're helping the kids. We are helping kids with cancer and leukemia, helping empower them, encouraging them to take on the world through our one-step programs. And it is this event and others and the longtime involvement of the listeners of the Scores Afternoon Show, Boers and Bernstein, and on into Bernstein and Goff, that we've taken care of a lot of kids, and we look forward to making a lot more kids happy. So sign up. The 2017 Charity Poker Championship at Montgomery Club, sponsored in part by our good friend David Hochberg, the Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Go to onestepcamp.org to grab your seat. onestepcamp.org. Barry was just telling me a story off the air. I can't believe I'd never heard that before.
I never told you this story before?
You never, ever told me the story. That is unbelievable.
This is probably 2003 or 4, something like that. And it was very late one night at a sports book in Vegas. And I bumped into Ray Romano. I was cashing a ticket. He was right behind me in line. He cashed a ticket. And I said, oh, Ray, I, you know, there was nobody else around. So I didn't feel bad about asking him. I said, You got to sign this piece of paper, autograph this for my wife. She's a huge fan of your show. She absolutely loves Everybody Loves Raymond. It's just, it's her favorite thing. She watches all the new ones. She watches the reruns. She's always watching everything. He said, what about you? I said, you know what? I'm really busy. I don't have any free time. I apologize, but I've never really had a chance to see it. I'm sorry about that. He goes, well, what do you do? I said, I'm a sports columnist.
People should know that his character in Everybody Loves Raymond, Ray Barone, is a newspaper sports columnist.
And he got this little kind of just a little cracked a little smile. And he said, so how do you do your job? I said, well, I go to a lot of events. If I'm not at events, I have two little kids at home. So I usually work out of the house if I'm not at an event. And there's another little smile. He goes, well, why isn't your wife here? And I said, I just usually come out here with a couple of guys from hockey. And we, you know, she lets me go because I don't get out of the house ever. And she lets me go. And I sit in the sports book for the weekend and then I go home. And, he said, all right, well, yeah, let me sign that for you. And just, he signs it for me.
He didn't say anything about the
like, no, nothing. Oh. He signs it for me.
Yeah.
And so I get home late Sunday night, and I said, hon, I got this. You're not going to believe what I got for you. I got this for you. I was thinking about you. And I pull out the autograph, and I show it to her. She's like, that's great. Did you talk to him? I said, yeah, we chatted for a couple of minutes. I think he was working me for information. I think he was just mm-hmm. he was working me for bits about wives and kids and stuff like that. And I was gonna and I saw him the next night too. He was I usually don't go to shows out there, but I wanted to see Brad Garrett mostly, who was opening for him, because he's really raunchy and really funny. And she said, so you talked to him? I said, yeah, I talked to him. She said, did you tell him what you do for a living? I said, yeah, he asked me. We actually talked about it a little bit.
And you still didn't know?
He said, she said, and what did he say? I said, I don't know. He just kept asking me questions about it.
That's great.
She said, you are such an idiot.
That's great. Well, how would you know?
You are such a moron.
How would you
realize
know?
His life on TV is your life? I said, what do you mean? Then she explained to me the entire show, which I had never seen.
That's I'm trying to think. And he's that's a borderline iconic television
wasn't
character.
That like, wasn't that like one of the top
Emmy
shows?
Winners, multiple Emmy nominations
wasn't
every number, year?
Wasn't rated top in the
Nielsen's? That's like the equivalent of meeting Dennis Franz. Hey, what do you do? I'm a detective with the New York Police Department. I take a lot of tough cases. I've had a tough life, a recovering alcoholic.
on my second wife.
Oh, really? And, is that right?
And then she was killed. Right. She's an assistant you know DA. I mean?
Or it's like you meet Carol O'Connor. What do you do? I'm a retired xenophobic curmudgeon. I sit in a chair a lot.
It's just the way she said.
I fight with my son-in-law.
Right? Just the way she said, you are such an idiot.
Where you asked for Alan Alda's autograph in like 1974. Oh, really? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm a retired surgeon.
I'm a meatball surgeon currently serving in the Korean War at a mobile army surgical hospital. You know, we have a lot of hijinks on the base, and we like to prank our superiors because we can get away with it because we're really good doctors, but we have an understanding of the inhumanity that surrounds us and the irony of that as we put people back together, we just send them back out again to be killed. But thanks for the autograph.
And it affects me. It really affects me. And I don't sleep at night and I drink a lot. Yeah. And
we sublimate our tension with sex and jokes.
Scoreboard update.
5:32, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Iowa this Sunday night at 6:30. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Cubs convention, it's coming up this weekend, and we'll have live broadcast all weekend long, and the Cubs will be at the White House on Monday at noon. We'll carry those festivities too. Other baseball news today, one-year contracts for Matt Adams at St. Louis at $2.8 million. Trevor Bauer Bauer at Cleveland, $3.5 million. Lucas Duda with the Mets at $7.2 million. And Darwin Barney with Toronto at $2.9 million. Football, the Chargers made it official today. They are relocating to L.A. from San Diego. Also in Los Angeles, the Rams are hiring Sean McVay as their new head coach. And at just 30 years old, he's the youngest head coach in modern NFL history. And in basketball, the Bulls minus Jimmy Butler and Nico Mirotic. They're in New York tonight taking on the Knicks. And one final from this afternoon, a game being played over in London today. Denver defeated Indiana 140-112. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Hum by Verizon is all the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Plug it in for amazing features like emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, vehicle location, and more. Upgrade your car with Hum today at Hum.com. Hum, put some smarts in your car.
Son of the sports book, and I meet James Gandolfini, and he says, "Hey, what do you do?" I said, "Well, you know, I don't tell a lot of people, but I'm the boss of a New Jersey crime family, and it's hard for me. I don't want to admit that I'm seeing a psychiatrist because I have to deal with the juxtaposition of a relatively otherwise normal suburban life with having to do some really inhumane things to support my family.
And if someone ever found out that I was seeing someone, there's a good chance they would try to have me killed.
So I met Conrad Bain."
There's just so much there. Or you in the sport. I'm in the sports book, and I run into Gavin McLeod, and I ask for his autograph. I said, "Hey, what do you do?" "Well, I'm the captain of a large cruise ship that off sails from Puerto Vallarta, and it's you know, it's nice, it's good."
So Red Foxes, what do, you big dummy?
I've got an independent family junkyard.
Business.
Yeah, it's a family-owned
business.
We're in the scrap metal business.
My son helps me. But he's really dumb.
Right. I can't believe, of all actors, you run into the one who has a character that lives your exact life.
And I had never.
And you had no concept of it.
I had never seen the show. Not one time.
That is.
After that, of course, I started watching it.
And then you realize with every time you watch it.
Every time I watched it, I felt so stupid.
It's not even that. It's that even though they're the Barone family, it's that it's all the stories. It's all based on the producer, Phil Rosenthal, and his wife.
Yeah, that's not an Italian family.
No, they change all the names, but it's the Jewish parents and the Jewish and the in-laws and everything and all of that stuff.
But Italians are just Jews with more cheese. That's all.
I've always said that. Yeah, it's a different guilt mechanism. It's the same sort of guilt application when it just gets there differently.
Well, they improved on it. It was invented, and then the Catholics improved on it.
Oh, with the whole hell thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the heaven and hell thing kind of makes it easier. Because without that, you have the whole carrot and stick and that kind of thing. But you're right. It is a refinement in the guilt delivery system. That is Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein, and you are going to be hearing on these airwaves tomorrow between 1 and 6. You're going to hear the guy who's coming up after us tonight, Lawrence Holmes, who is going to be with Barry at the Cubs convention at the Sheraton Grand Hotel.
Right, lots of guests, lots of surprises.
Yeah, you never know who's going to wander by. Usually, Crane Kenny will be on every show because he's always happy to come by and talk to you and tell you about it because he's got a lot to talk about with the burgeoning business and all the things that are happening. I saw they just cut a big deal with Beam Suntory, the big liquor consortium, massive international liquor business. And that, I think you'll be seeing a lot of those products at and around the park. And you'll be enjoying plenty of them. So he'll be around. We had Gary Pressey on last year too, who was really the star of the Grant Park.
Did he bring his organ?
He'd never heard that joke before.
It's like a sauna in here. Oh yeah, good one. Good one.
Either they had him turned up at the rally way too high, or did you notice it?
You mean actually Gary turned up too high?
No, at the rally, like people were talking and there'd be a little intro and he had all these little fills he was doing the whole time.
I didn't see it.
Oh, he was styling.
I don't do parades or rallies or any of that stuff. Didn't see it.
You don't. What do you mean you don't do them? You don't work them? You don't attend them?
I don't watch them. I don't attend them. I don't write about them. I don't care about them.
Why?
My part is over.
So you just tell your editor that's it. And there'll be a bunch of Blackhawks swearing and quoting Mussolini, and you let somebody else deal with it.
Not my problem.
Okay. You missed a fun one, though. That was a hell of a day. That was where we were in Millennium Park. That was quite a thing. One of the more memorable Chicago sports days I will ever have.
Good for you.
And you have no interest.
None.
Because you have been a drunken suburbanite on the train. You would fit right in, having had plenty of experience.
Oh, my God. Abaticola was texting me early that morning saying,
yep,
you cannot get on a train.
Right.
You can't go anywhere.
Because that...
They were bypassing stations all day, right?
Yes. And there were people...
In the first year, I remember running into an elderly woman outside Wrigley one day, leaving the game. She introduced herself, told me, she's like, I'm 83 years old. I really want to live to see a World Series.
He paused. That was not edited. He said 83 years old, and then he stopped, and you hear somebody cracking up.
There were people laughing.
Yes. There were people doing the bit in their own head.
He also ran into Ronnie Woo-Woo, one of those, on that very first day. There's a few things that happened that first day where I was not certain he wasn't going to just get back on a plane and go back to Boston. Never to be seen again.
The 773 texter. So I ran into Alf at a sports book, and he said, what do you do? And I said, oh, I'm a smart mouth alien life form that crash landed on Earth from my home planet Melmac. I make funny observations about humans, and I'll eat your cat if you're not looking. So everybody's doing the bit. I ran into Hugh Laurie at a sports book. And he says, what do you do? And I say, oh, I'm a pill-popping sociopathic doctor with regular sex with hookers and sexually harasses his boss and constantly betrays his best friend. I mean,
so how do you go about that?
Nobody is ever going to top that story. That's just not some guy on some small show.
I just remember the way that my wife said, you're such an idiot.
Yes.
Because, I still had no idea why I was such an idiot. I did this nice thing. I got her an autograph.
Right, but how, if you don't watch the show, how would you, like at some point, you'd think that she might have told you.
From a pop culture standpoint, too, at that point, it's pretty pathetic that I had no idea what the show was about. It was a very big show.
Right.
But when my kids were little, I always say this, that's my blackout phase. There's a 7 or 8 year period there where I have no idea what happened.
It's like the guy that was talking about our Cubs stuff when we were having that conversation. And he said that during all of this time, that just now his daughter is 7 months old. So she was born when the season started. And this is, so I don't know how you slept or how you retained any information.
No, I mean, my kids are 2 years apart. And those first, the first 7 or 8 years, I have no recollection of anything. I have no idea what happened anywhere in the world.
We're going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes in just a moment on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Keep your...
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
Here's retired police, firefighters, and military. Doctors, nurses, CNAs, social workers, and teachers of any grade, including college. This credit can't be combined with state assistance programs, but all you have to do is present an acceptable ID or letter from your employer or retirement fund, and you will receive a $400 closing cost credit, no strings attached. And if you want to work with an honest and knowledgeable local lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
beginning to look a lot like Christmas storage. Before you head up the ladder to the attic, head to the Home Depot Store More, Save More event for Sterilite 64-quart latching storage totes, a special buy at just $6.48. You'll save $2. They're clear, so you'll see everything you've packed away come next season. And at this price, you can pack away, well, everything. The Store More, Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in-store and online while supplies last.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply. Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe. Limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 through 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
You're ready to take the first step to making your dream a reality. Check out the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV. Be on radio.
It's that time of year when the brave stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
After winning the championship. So as the celebration also becomes a bit of a marking point for the start of another season, it might be a little awkward for some because the 2016 Cubs do not exist anymore.
I expect a celebratory yaha time tomorrow. I expect this to be the craziest Cubs convention ever. I really do. I think people are going to come in there tomorrow over this weekend and just enjoy themselves, throw themselves into all of it. And I mean, people would still be hanging out on the wall if they didn't have to do the construction. People would still be riding on Wrigley Field if they could.
Don't you think it's a connection thing? Don't you think it's some kind of desire for something tangible,
yes,
to hold and grab and own and be a physical presence,
the
at
tactile
something.
Aspect,
yes,
of it.
Yes. We've seen so much of that. So many people standing and looking at the marquee. So many people who need to have it validated and confirmed. It happened. The Cubs won the World Series.
I thought that was the most interesting thing. Now, what we saw with the Blackhawks from a social media standpoint is that everyone wanted their picture with the Cubs. Like, that became everyone's avatar.
And now everyone has it.
And everyone does. But for the Cubs, it seemed to be, I need a picture of myself in front of the marquee. I have to have that, or else I didn't do my job as a fan. I needed to be there on that corner. I needed to share it with other people. Even if you didn't have tickets. Like, I still marvel at the people who were out there Game 6 and Game 7, knowing that they couldn't watch the game outside of Wrigley Field, looking at the score change on the LED board outside
looking
of Wrigley
for it to
Field.
Be, looking for it to be final.
Yes! There are so many places where you could have chosen to watch the actual game, and there were people who preferred to be out there living it through the marquee of Wrigley Field. That is amazing.
I was standing next to, I think it was Anthony Rizzo, looking on a tiny little, what's the back of a TV camera, Lawrence? Where
the viewfinder?
Looking through the viewfinder where they were showing what it was like outside Wrigley Field after they won. And Rizzo, I remember Rizzo saying, that's where we should be. That's where we need to go. Looking at how many people were out? Did they give an estimate? Was it hundreds of thousands of people?
Well, yeah, but I mean, just like because they would flash to it. You would see it during usually what happens is they go, oh, well, we're at such and such bar. And it was, no, this is happening live outside of Wrigley Field.
They can't see anything except the marquee and just waiting for it to go final.
Waiting for the score to change or waiting for it to go final.
Did you see the Brian Urlacher story we mentioned at the start of the show?
No, I didn't see it.
Really, really troubling stuff about what's his ex, the Tina Robertson, is back in the news again. Apparently some shady circumstances surrounding the death of her current husband, who is also the stepfather of Urlacher's son, and Urlacher now has custody of the son because the mother is behaving oddly.
And she was the one who was involved with the Lord of the Dance guy, right? Michael
Correct.
Flatley?
Accused him of rape, was countersued, and had to pay him $11 million.
Wow.
It's a really harrowing story about something that there's a lot of missing pieces, and I imagine they're still being investigated. But for Urlacher to say that the kid had to be removed immediately from that household, fearing for the safety, was something that the details,
very scary.
Yeah, the details just kept getting odder, too. I didn't know if you'd seen it.
I know that Brian wants to spend as much time with his son as possible, too. And you ask him a question about his son, and he lights up. Like, that. Anything about his kids, you know, because he's got two daughters, too, I want to say.
Yes.
And you ask him about his kids, and it's just like, he changes. And talking about his son, he changes. So the good thing is that you remove the child from a dangerous situation and put him with a parent who does care and love him, and hopefully will be able to protect him from some of this nonsense. But that is very scary stuff.
And did you see the Denzel Valentine comment to the Sam Smith piece?
Shut up.
That was
man.
The best reaction. The look on your face, Lawrence. That was the best reaction right there.
It's like, this is not one of my problems with the Paxson Foreman regime is that they love these big college program guys.
Multi-year, big program.
They love these kind of rah-rah type dudes. And he's one of them. And you go ahead. And John Wall's not Superman, but he can put it on you. And he put it on you last night. Dog days of the NBA schedule. We're here. We're here for that. We're not at the point where there's the ramp up into the playoffs yet. So, yeah, there are guys who are maybe looking for a little bit of motivation. Your job is to not give it to them. Your job is to make sure that they keep playing it the way that they're playing it and you can walk away with a win. Not to poke the bear and say, yeah, come and get me. And then, oh, okay.
And then say it's okay because when you turn on the TV, Russell Westbrook and Steph Curry are doing it.
Okay.
All right.
This, it's almost the same thing.
This airs Oscar Robertson and the unanimous MVP.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, because you're them. You know how we can tell? The way you play. It's, okay. I might have to put the Bulls on the list of things that I don't talk about because they make me angry. And that list is getting longer and longer.
All right, so you can't talk about the Bears. You can't talk about the Bulls.
The White Sox got put back on the, they were, like, as soon as they traded Chris Sale, like, they went off that list and you could talk about them again.
Yeah.
But that's it. Tonight's show is going to be fun. I had a Twitter screed that I went on yesterday because I think, and a colleague, as I was in the middle of this screed, a trusted colleague called me because he's like, you're on to something, that the news media is getting a taste of what sports media has been dealing with for a couple of decades now.
As far as access, as far as treatment, as far as hiring people to come in and cheer. And that
looming, we'll pull your credential type stuff. So I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about, the three of us have all been in press conferences. And I think that for all three of us, one of the most annoying things are yes or no questions and talk abouts. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about that.
Also, what was brought up at the president-elect's press conference was that the assembled media has to begin to operate more as
a collective,
a collective entity, and you don't allow, if somebody says, I won't answer that question, the next reporter has a responsibility to pick that guy or girl up and say, I'm asking the same question.
I need editors, assignment editors for reporters who are going to be covering at the highest level to let their reporters know that you got one question and maybe a follow-up. This BS of, well, I want to ask a four-part question and then another question on a different subject. No, a question.
A good
one. One question and formulate it with words like how, why, or where, and what. People, that's all you got to do.
People ask all the time, are you really not a fan of these teams? And you try to explain to them, especially in the newspaper business or any kind of reporter, you are not supposed to be.
Correct.
Now you've seen through a presidential election what it's like when a respected organization like the New York Times goes so far left and so far into the business of promoting and cheering on that side. On the other side, of course, you've got Fox News and what have you. But when you have that happen, then you know, and you're involved in the cheering for a team, or in this case,
a candidate,
you see what occurs, and that's why we are not supposed to be.
We thank Dan Pompey and Brian Billick for joining us today. We thank Brett Lyons and Chris Tannehill for producing. Barry, thank you for today and everything. And we will clear the way for Lawrence Holmes and his full boat, leading you up to Chris Ranji at 10. I am off for Friday, and everybody's off Monday. Tuesday's a big day. Tuesday will be the start of Spiegel and Parkins and Bernstein and Goff on a remodeled Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Ask me a question. Don't say talk about it. Ask me a question, please. I'm not going to talk about it if it isn't a question.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you'd better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy's style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 to 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas storage. Before you head up the ladder to the attic, head to the Home Depot Store More, Save More event for Sterilite 64-quart latching storage totes, a special buy at just $6.48. You'll save $2. They're clear, so you'll see everything you've packed away come next season. And at this price, you can pack away, well, everything. The Store More, Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 29th in store and online while supplies last.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow to get up to 50% off store-wide. Stock up on all of Old Navy's best-selling style faves, like tees from $5, dresses and jeans for the family from $15. Plus, get up to 75% off clearance. But you better hurry. At these prices, Old Navy style faves are sure to go fast. Run to Old Navy tomorrow. Valid 113 through 122. Select styles only. Clearance valid through 122.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it's